A U.S. stock market correction happened across the first months of 2022. Our chief equity strategist and economist, John Blank, is here with us now for a return to fundamentals. So, John, a peak on major U.S. share index charts began showing up in November of 2021 that this might be happening, starting with the tech-heavy NASDAQ sector. So was that really the beginning of this correction that we're in now?
Well, certainly for the non-profitable tech stocks, yes. I mean, the end of the free money from the Fed was supporting, you know, the speculation. And when it dried up, the non-profitable tech stocks dried up and they were shorted as well. And we've seen that shorting and the selling of, and distribution of stocks since then. I would tell you that, you know, the last 8 weeks, when it was eight straight weeks of red, this was classic shorting, and there was a index TQQQ that got massive multi-billion dollars of inflows. That's shorting the Qs. And so now we're seeing this short covering rally on the back end of that. And fair value, Terry, I put out, is around 41.50 right now.
So you wrote recently that while the Fed tightening is responsible for the latest correction, you have to apply the latest fundamental earnings data in order to make sense of the latest S&P 500 index valuation numbers. When you do that, what do you find?
Like I said, Terry, I just threw that number at 41.50. I mean, one of the things that's fascinating about talking on May the 26th is we're already 5 months through 2022. What that means in a fair value context is now we only price half of 2022, and now we price half of 2023. And most earnings estimates are still going up 8 to 10% annually. So we get an incrementally grinding increase in the earnings. And as long as that holds up, it's going to be very difficult to have stocks fall apart. The recession story requires the earnings to fall apart, and we just are not seeing that right now.
Earnings for the big box retailers, the latest to come out. There were some disappointments among them. And so when you consider earnings data in this equation, how much do earnings misses in general add to the market cross currents?
Well, certainly we've seen a fair, you know, reduction in the number of beats and outlook cuts have played a major role in this environment. I mean, for this week, we had Dick's lower its outlook for this year, but we had Williams-Sonoma affirm its outlook. And the other thing we're seeing here is the high-end consumers doing just fine. And so, again, you know, the stock market correction is taking wealth down on stocks, but it's still from a very high level. And there is an enormous amount of wealth that's been parked out there. And unemployment rates are extremely low. So my own personal feelings about the retail stock shorting episode is a lot of Reddit message boards and other places were trying to drum up the recession story to get their shorts working. And it's just not conclusive yet that there's anything but a strong retail market out there.
So do the retail earnings say anything specific about the way those companies are managing inflation?
Yeah, for the most part, they're finding their way through it, Terry, particularly now that the port situation is somewhat clearing up. I mean, one of the interesting things about the China shutdown is it has allowed the Los Angeles Long Beach ports to kind of clear the backlog. And that's a subtle benefit here for, you know, the major retailers, particularly that bring in those big container ships.
How will we know then when the market has reached bottom?
We won't, Terry, and I don't think people should try and worry about bottoming. Is a process, and it entails rotations amongst stocks and sectors. And we've already seen, for frankly, a bottoming in tech stocks multiple weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. And this will play out over time. So don't try to bottom or pick the bottom on this market. Just keep on with regular monthly allocations. Stay overweight equities now, particularly because this is when you get the good prices in your 401k.
So the 41.50 on the S&P 500 that you mentioned as fair value as a target, is that your year-end target? And is that in line given the market volatility that we've seen up to now?
No, it's not my year-end target. My year-end target is 4,800. My current fair value is 41.50. So we have, in my mind, you know, 650 points, 15% to gain out of the S&P 500 the rest of the year. So part of that will be, you know, the 150-point recovery to fair value that we're seeing play out erratically through the summer, and then I expect the fall rally into that 4,800 number.
Besides what we've discussed up to this point, what are the major market headwinds going into the second half of the year here?
Well, clearly the most major headwind is 2 50-point basis point rate hikes by the Fed that are almost certain for the summer. Whether there's a third 50 basis point rate hike in the fall is the other headwind. That may not materialize at all. And so that headwind may become a tailwind, and that's what we're seeing in the 10-year rate, you know, staying at 2.75, just the new neutral rate. And that the Fed gets to 2% of the Fed funds rate by July, and they've only got 75 basis points to get to that 2.75. And so the market's telling you right now that, you know, they might just put a script in a 25 basis point rate hike somewhat later, probably after the midterms. Remember, another thing to remember here, we have midterms in the fall.
Let's look then at a few companies still seeing their earnings estimates moving up amidst the stock market correction. You've noted Cisco, Cadence Design Systems, and Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, I mean, Cisco is, I'm talking here about the food wholesaler, not the tech company. This is a great play for, you know, strong food price appreciation. The stock is on our number one list. Take a look at it. The other ones are, you know, Cadence Design Systems is a classic chip supplier, back-end chip supplier. They don't actually make chips, but they design and help chips along. So that's another name that I do like. What was the third one, Kerry?
The third one, Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, okay, Southwest Airlines. That is obviously a leisure and travel play. One of the strong CPI notes was double-digit increases in airline prices, ticket prices. That's going to reflect back on places like Southwest Airlines.
Our chief equity strategist and economist, John Blank, on Market Fundamentals. With John, I'm Terry Ruffalo. Check out a new Zacks special report, Cashing In on the Metaverse, the Next Internet Boom, which features five stocks poised to soar as they power this radical new technology. Go to Zacks.com/promo for more details.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.